Coach, appreciate the time. Shattern State Volleyball is about ready to begin. I bet you and your kids are ready. Let's play a match. Let's get this baby started this year, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, we're really excited. We feel like we have been practicing longer than 3 weeks, but yeah, we're really excited to get after it this week.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, judging by the Division I's, they've already got 4 or 5 matches. Seems like, are you kind of the one of the last kind of to get things started as far as playing matches for the first time, aren't you?
Yeah, Division II, we tend to start later than everybody else. I guess I'm not really familiar with Division III, but looking at, like, NAI has already started, Junior College, Division I, and, yeah, we're just kind of the last ones to get started, so I guess it makes us even more anxious to get after it and to get to playing our matches.
I know you had some preseason matches. You've had a lot of practice time. You feel good about this team? You got some outsides, you got some middles, you got back rows, you got experience back this year, don't you?
Yeah, we've kind of have a mix of both experience and newcomers that have come into our program. You know, with transfers coming in the spring, or I guess in January, and then adding our 6 athletes that came in this fall. So, like I said, we kind of have a mix, but really excited how this group is coming together, really pushing each other every day in practice. The level of play is really high. A lot of really great high volleyball IQ on this team. But it just, our depth, I think, is a lot better this year across the board. So like I said, our practices have been really competitive, which is going to make this year really fun, because we're going to be able to do some things, make some switches in games, because we have that depth there to be able to, you know, provide us some opportunities maybe mid-game to make some changes to help us continue to be successful throughout the match.
One of those transfers we know very well, and Shelby Haslett right here from McCook, and we know mom and dad and Shattern State grads, you know, back in the day. I take it she's going to be a great plus for this team, having a lot of fun, and she'll add to the team, won't she?
Yeah, we're so grateful that she joined our program in the spring. I really wish that we would have her more than just this semester of play. You know, I really wish we would have had her for 4 years, but really grateful that she's at least able to finish out her career here at Shattern. She is a great athlete, works really hard, but she's also a really great teammate, brings a lot of leadership onto the court, pushes her teammates to be better, not just by her own worth ethic, but also, you know, just by encouraging them, both supporting them when they do things well, but then also encouraging them to just be a little bit better each play. So she brings a lot of value to our program, and I'm really excited to see the things that she's going to do her senior year.
You mentioned she's one of a couple of transfers, and you got a couple of Nebraska freshmen that have are into the program now that will really help as well, won't they?
Yeah, we have 3 actually from Nebraska, 2 from Lincoln, and then 1 from Oakland Craig High School. And all 3 of them, I think, bring a lot. I mean, it's great to have some Nebraska athletes on our team, and all 3 of them played at a high level in high school and in club. And so they just definitely add to our level of play here at Shattern.
You kick the schedule off, Coach, this week, Thursday, Friday. It's nice to have some home matches. You got a 4 games and a 2-day stretch, I'm sure, with some great teams coming in.
Yeah, it's nice that we're able to host this first weekend. Last year, we were on the road a lot, and so this year, we're able to play a lot more games at home, which is just always nice to be able to sleep in your own bed, but be in your own environment. Just things are just the same, and so you're a little bit more comfortable, obviously, at home than you are away. And so our ability to be able to host this first weekend is just, I think, going to be a big plus for us. We'll play Thursday 1 match, and then 2 on Friday, and then 1 on Saturday. So, yeah, 4 games in a matter of 3 days, which is a lot, but it will give us a really great test to see where we're at, to push our team and our athletes this very first weekend to get us ready for conference play.
That was my next question. As far as conference teams, your thoughts on the favorite for the you'd love to consider yourself right up there with the best, but in your opinion, who's going to be the favorite in the RMAC this year?
Yeah, I would say probably Metro, just because they return a big majority of their athletes that they had last year that led them to a very successful season. But I also think our conference is going to be different this year. We've had quite a few coaching changes with coaches moving from one team in the RMAC to a different team. We have about three new coaches at schools in the RMAC. So I think that there's just going to be some changes. I think there's going to be some teams that are better this year than they have been in the past. Or, like I said, it's just going to be different, harder to scout because you don't really know what that new coach is going to do differently than the coach that did before with the athletes that they have there in their gym. So I'm excited for the conference year this year. I think it's going to be really competitive, just like it is every year. And hopefully we can get ourselves in the conversation and in the mix of being a top contender in the RMAC this year.
I know you went to California, I think, last year for some matches, but kind of staying a little bit closer to home this year. You got the four matches your place, and just traveling up to Minnesota, I see, for a couple of days as well.
Yeah, California was great. It was a lot of fun, but we kind of wanted to do something again different this year. The year before, we went to Florida, so we kind of like to just mix up where we're playing and get to see some different competition. And yeah, a little bit closer trip. We don't have to fly to Minnesota. It's actually closer than some of our own conference games, which is kind of funny. But yeah, we're excited to go up there and play some really good teams out of that conference. And just like I said, to see some different teams that we don't get to see every day, but also challenge us to get us ready for the conference.
Finally, you going back to your personnel, I take it you have a lot of challenges, position challenges, that doesn't matter if you're a hitter or a back row defensive specialist. You've got a lot of girls that want to play, and you want to get them in there, but so a lot of position challenges so far in preseason practice so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have, like I said earlier, a lot of really good depth, competitiveness in our gym. You know, we have 20 athletes on our roster, and so obviously not all 20 of them are going to get to play in a given weekend or obviously a given day of match. So we talk a lot about in our gym about valuing our role, but also coming in every day to push themselves to be better, because if they push themselves to be better, they're going to push their teammates to be better, which at the end of the day is going to make some great things for our program. And so if we can all just buy in to, at the end of the day, we want Chadron State Volleyball to be successful, I think that we're going to be a really strong group of 20.